You are now standing in front of the entrance to Café Lenz. If you look past the trees in front of you, you will catch sight of Bavaria on the other side of the Theresienwiese. Do you see her? The huge statue was commissioned by King Ludwig I in 1837 as a symbol of a strong and independent Bavarian state. Incidentally, the head of the Bavaria statue was forged out of bronze from Turkish cannons that had been collected after the naval battle of Navarino during the Greek Liberation War. Let's go out onto Theresienwiese now. Just walk down the street and then walk out onto the open field, looking towards the Bavaria.
I thought about former guest workers like CG. Were they aware that in the city's public archive, their history was only being told by means of 100 photos? And all of them exclusively from the point of view of one German photographer? There are thousands of former guest workers residing in Munich, and surely each one of them would have a few snapshots documenting their life. Perhaps not professional material, but photos like the ones CG owned. What kind of stories were lying dormant in these photographs? Slowly but surely, an idea started to take shape. These photographs should be brought together and given a stage of sorts. The precious quality within them had to be prized out so that the stories concealed within could breathe again. Perhaps I could bundle together these simple snapshots and allow a collective view of a history emerge from within.
T's Family Archive. Photo album. Black and white print, page 12. 10 by 13 centimeters. Dated 1964.
The married couple has been photographed on a countryside path. They walk alongside one another, hand in hand, looking festive. He is wearing a dark suit, his white shirt buttoned up to the collar. She is wearing an ankle-length dark dress with a high neckline. A crucifix hangs to her chest by a very thin chain. The photograph would resemble the period studies of August Sander, if not for the three figures in the background. Three figures who have forced themselves into the picture.
They too wanted to be in the picture. Be immortalized, just like the T's, the emigrants who had made it. Their wish was to come true. They were immortalized, captured and forever fixed on silver gelatin. The youngest, the one wearing a white shirt, is clearly visible in the photograph. He is squeezed into frame exactly behind MT's back, looking sassy, yet keeping a respectful distance from the couple. Even his outstretched hand, that, just as the photograph was being taken, reaches towards blades of grass on the side of the street, would remain fixed in time. Immortalized. Forever.
Let's walk to the underground, to the U-Bahn station Theresienwiese. This should be behind you at your right-hand side. Get into either the U4 or the U5 and travel to Odeonsplatz. When you get there, change to the U3 and travel in the direction of Mosach. Disembark at the station Olympiazentrum. There, follow the signs pointing to BMW Welt, BMW World, that is. Press stop on your device now, and only press start again when you're standing on a small square with a canteen just in front of the underground station. I repeat, from here travel to Odeonsplatz, then get in the U3 and disembark at Olympiazentrum. When you get there, select Audio Track 8 on your device.